As more companies and government agencies find themselves dealing with data breaches, the importance of qualified workers in the cybersecurity field becomes more clear. But are American colleges and universities producing enough of them? We have a couple of perspectives on this today, starting with Vincent Weifer, Vice President of McAfee Labs. Vincent, are there enough people with cybersecurity skills coming through the pipeline?
So let me start at this far end, which says every data point we have that says the industry is struggling from a lack of trained cybersecurity professionals. Today, the estimated gap is around 200,000 people. That's expected to rise up to 2 million people by 2020. So there's absolutely a significant gap in what is needed versus what has been produced from the high schools all the way up to the university level.
That seems like a really big gap. How do you go about trying to close that?
There's a lot of initiatives trying to really help people with the notion of the science, technologies, engineering, and maths type programs. And it almost didn't become cool for many years for people to go into those programs. And now we're trying to encourage people to go back in, look at the potential of these careers, particularly when you're talking about underrepresented minorities such as females, other groups, to help them really get into this career, because we believe it's a fantastic place to show your skills. It's a great place for people of all sorts of diversity backgrounds to really show their contribution.
So do you think that it is a marketing problem, or do you think there's something else going on?
Well, I think there's a couple of things playing into this. One is an awareness at the high school level around the type of careers and the type of challenges that are available in this area. So people may have a view of it's just engineering. In my world, we deal with research. We deal with cyber criminals. It's a research. It's a investigative. It's a fascinating area. When you think of all how the landscape has changed over the last decade in terms of who the attackers are, we've gone from the individual hackers. We've gone into the cyber criminals, you've got the state actors, you've got a development of complexity, sophistication. All of that says this is a constantly evolving and changing areas. And so understanding that, getting people excited about that, the possibilities, the multiple types of careers that are available, I think is one of our challenges.
When you talk about the fact that sort of the bad guys are evolving, I'm curious if that is a pool of potential candidates that that firms like yours look to?
That's a really interesting question, because I think multiple surveys around the world have said that companies are willing to hire from the sort of hacker community. And if I make a distinction between people who are hackers in the truest sense, which is they like investigating, they like breaking things, understand how things work, but would never do anything criminal, versus crackers, people who do it for criminal enterprise. We have a very moral side which says we would never hire somebody who does criminal activities. It is so important for the trust relationship we have with our customers to say we're never going to hire those type of people. But if you have somebody who may have come up through high school, they like investigating, they like playing with computers, the truest sense of the word hackers, absolutely, they're the type of people you want to bring in, you want to give them opportunities, you want to help them learn. And again, we find that this is an area that appeals to all groups. There's a huge interest in this space once we can just spark that imagination and give them the opportunities.
Vincent Weifer is Vice President of McAfee Labs. For another perspective, we turn to Jamie Winterton, Director of Strategy at ASU's Global Security Initiative. And Jamie, is this something universities have had to play catch-up on?
Everyone is always playing catch-up in cybersecurity because the threat landscape is changing so frequently and it's changing so fast. So we did look out and see that there was a big need for more people in cybersecurity, not just more people in cybersecurity, but more people that could think broadly about the different aspects of it. And one of the big differences is we looked at cybersecurity as an inherently interdisciplinary problem. So it's not something that should just be buried in a computer science department. It's not something that should just be buried in the law school. We need the computer scientists and the lawyers to talk to each other. We need people from the business school. We have people from the psychology department. We have people from the English department, all working on how does cybersecurity affect people and how can we approach it from all of these different ways.
Do you have a lot of students coming to ASU who want to go into this field?
We do have a lot of people that come and say they want to do cybersecurity, and then shaping for them what that means. When we talk about cybersecurity, we also need to talk about what exactly is it that we're securing. Are we securing mobile devices? Are we securing large corporate networks? Are we securing personal health information? Are we securing identities? All of these things are different components of it and will help to shape a student's pathway through the university.
Do they tend to know all of the different aspects that are needed to or that are possible in this field?
Not initially. They tend to come in and say, do I need to hack something to be part of your program? And we say, no, you don't have to. And we recommend that you not hack something on campus, please. But unless you're part of a team or you're working on a lab or something like that, there are opportunities to get hands-on experience on that. But we try to show them it's something that has a human element to it as well, that you don't have to be a serious coder to do cybersecurity. You can look at cybersecurity from the business perspective. You can look at the user perspective. So what kind of warnings are better for users? We don't do a great job at communicating with users right now. For example, something pops up and it says something about an SSL certification and people think, I don't know what this means. I just want it to go away so I can use the internet again. So we have a lot of work to do in understanding that human aspect of it too.
I'm interested to hear you talk about that human aspect because I think for a lot of people, they think of cybersecurity and they think of people sitting in front of a computer, typing away, coding with ones and zeros, and not necessarily ever interacting with another human being.
Right. And it couldn't be further from the truth. If you think about the kinds of attacks that we've seen recently, the high-level breaches, and I'm talking Target, Home Depot, RSA Secure ID, all of those attacks started with a social engineering element. There are also people on the other side of it, too, people that are being affected by these attacks, people with identities. If it weren't for people, we wouldn't really need cybersecurity.
Do you think that we will ever get to the point where there are enough people in this field to meet the demand of employers and universities and governments and anybody who might need cybersecurity folks?
We definitely need to fill the jobs that are out there. There's a pressing need to do that. But there's as strong a need to educate individuals. Cybersecurity for normal people is what I call it, instead of just having it be a computer science term. Let's make sure that people understand what they can do to protect their own information in their own lives.
Jamie Winterton is Director of Strategy at ASU's Global Security Initiative.